Finally, dude, I thought we would never get the stand set up. Who knew those instruction diagrams would be so useless? Insert pole A into slot B. Yeah, real helpful when there are like 15 poles and none of them are labeled. At least we beat the rain. Can you hear it starting to hit the tent? We timed that perfectly. Though I totally could have handled sitting up in the rain. I'm not made of sugar. Won't melt. Man, this tent is actually pretty spacious. Look, we can both sit up without hitting our heads. Remember that disaster of a tent last year's trip? The one where we basically had to army crawl everywhere? This is luxury compared to that. What? Why are you looking at me like that? Do I have dirt in my face or something? I mean, probably we did just hike like 8 miles. Oh wait, let me guess. You're amazed that I, despite being a girl, managed to keep up with your pace. Newsflash, buddy, I was the one waiting for you at the Great Crossing. Your face. I'm kidding. You did great. Only complain about your feet hurting like, what, 12 times? That's a personal record for you. Last hike was at least 20. Okay, let me get my stuff organized. Flashlight, check. Water bottle, check. Trail mix that I definitely didn't eat half of already, check. Change of clothes, check. Sleeping bag? Oh, no, this is not happening. Please tell me I'm just not seeing it. Please tell me it's just hidden under something. It's dark in here. I forgot my sleeping bag. Don't look at me like that. Anyone could forget their sleeping bag. It's not like it's an essential camping item or anything. Yeah, no, it totally is. But in my defense, I was focused on packing the important stuff like snacks and more snacks. Don't you dare laugh. This isn't funny. It's supposed to drop like 40 degrees tonight. I'm gonna freeze. I'm gonna become a human popsicle. You have to carry my frozen body back down the mountain. What do you mean we'll figure it out? Unless you can magically conjure a sleeping bag out of thin air, I don't see. Share? Share your sleeping bag? How would that even work? You've got a regular size bag, not a double, would practically be on top of each other. Not that I care, just, I mean, you know, logistics. Pure logistics. You're serious. You're actually serious about sharing. Well, I guess if it's between that and freezing to death, but I'm warning you right now, I'm a restless sleeper, like really restless. I kick, I steal blankets. I've been told I occasionally talk in my sleep about random stuff like soccer tragedies and other things. What do you mean? What other things? Nothing. Soccer strategies only. Very boring sleep talking. That's me. Oh, this is so weird. I mean, we've been friends since middle school and now we've never... I mean, we're falling asleep watching movies on the couch and stuff, but this is different. This is like intentional proximity. So how do we go about this? Do I just climb in? This feels like there should be a manual for this. How to share your sleeping bag with your friend without making it weird. A guide. Scoot, Trevor. You're taking up the whole thing. I need room too. And why are you so warm already? You're like a human furnace. Is that normal? Should we be concerned about your internal temperature regulation? Okay. This is... actually not terrible. It's warm, at least. Even if you don't smell like... what's that? Pine trees and sweat. Oh, the hiking. Very classy. I'm teasing. It's not bad. It's actually kind of outdoorsy, rugged, very fitting for camping. Though I probably don't smell much better. Oh, the forgot deodorant, perhaps. Your face! I didn't actually forget deodorant. I'm not a complete disaster, just a partial disaster who forgets sleeping bags. You know, this reminds me of when we were kids and we'd build those blanket forts in your basement. Remember that? We'd drag every pillow and cushion in the house down there and pretend we were exploring caves or hiding from zombies. You always let me be the expedition leader, even though I always got us lost. And then... we'd have to be rescued by your mom calling us for dinner. You never complained, though. You just went along with all my crazy plans. You've always been like that, you know? Just going along with my chaos. Like that time I decided we absolutely had to try out for the school musical, even though neither of us can sing. Or when I convinced you to help me build that disastrous treehouse that fell apart in like a week. Why do you put up with me? I mean, I'm loud, competitive about literally everything. I once made you race to see who could eat a burrito faster and then we both got sick. I'm kind of a handful. Never boring, that's your answer? That's such a cop-out answer. Come on, give me the real reason. Is it my sparking personality? My incredible sense of humor? My ability to forget crucial camping equipment? Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to elbow you. See, I told you I'm a restless sleeper and I'm not even asleep yet. This is going to be a long night for you, buddy. Actually, thanks for sharing. I mean, I know I joke around a lot, but I would have been really miserable without this. You're always saving my butt one way or another. Do you remember in 10th grade when I forgot my entire science project at home and you let me present yours with you even though you'd done all the work? And when I stood up from junior prom and you canceled your plans to hang out with me instead? And we watched terrible action movies and threw popcorn at the screen all night. That was actually more fun than prom would have been anyway. Oh, listen to that rain. We're so lucky we're not out in that. Can you imagine trying to set up the tent in this? We'd be soaked and muddy and... Whoa, that was close. Did you see the lightning flash through the tent fabric? I'm not scared. I'm just startled. There's a difference. I don't get scared of storms. I have a healthy respect for electricity and its ability to strike tall objects. And we're on a mountain. We're literally closer to the sky. Okay, maybe I'm a little nervous, but it's only because of science. It's a scientific concern. Don't you dare tell anyone I grabbed your arm. That was an involuntary reflex. Could have happened to anyone. Has nothing to do with fear. This is actually kind of nice, though. The rain sound, I mean, not the death lightning, but being all cozy in here while the storm happens outside, it's like we're in our little protected bubble. You're really warm. Like, seriously, how are you generating this much heat? It's actually pretty practical. Very practical for survival purposes. Is it okay if I turn this way? My shoulder was getting sore, and this way I can steal more of your body heat. Share your body heat. That's a normal friend thing to say, right? Why are you laughing? What's so funny about heat sharing? It's basic survival tactics. I watched a whole documentary on it. Penguins do it. Are you saying we're not as smart as penguins? You know what the worst part about forgetting my sleeping bag is? I actually remembered everything else. I have a spare flashlight, extra batteries, even brought those fancy trail bars you like. The one with the dark chocolate, yeah. Notice you always pick those one. What? I'm observant. I notice things about my friends, like how you always tie your boots with a double knot on the left because the lace is slightly shorter, or how you always check your watch exactly 3 times before we start a hike. Or how you get this little crinkle by your eye when you're trying not to laugh at my bad jokes. I mean, those are just random observations. Could have noticed them about anyone. Don't read into it. A storm's getting worse. Good thing we secured all our gear outside. Remember the last time when you pack got soaked because you left it partially unzipped? Everything smelled like wet socks for a week. I'm not trying to change the subject. I'm making conversation. That's what people do when they're sharing a very small sleeping bag and trying not to think about how close they are to each other. Not that I'm thinking about it. I'm thinking about trees and hiking and definitely not about how I can feel your breathing or how your hair is tickling my forehead. Okay, you know what? This is your fault. You're too comfortable. It's making me say weird things. Usually you're safe distance where I can maintain my cool tomboy, totally not affected by anything persona, but now you're all close and warm and you smell like campfire and it's very distracting. What do you mean distracting? How? Distracting like when you're trying to focus on a task, if there's a really loud, warm, person-shaped distraction right next to you? I'm not making any sense. Am I? The altitude must be getting to me. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
We should probably try to actually sleep.
Big hike. Tomorrow I gotta make it to the summit for sunrise, remember? We promised we get that perfect photo for my Instagram. Need to make all my followers jealous of my adventurous life. Thanks again for the sleeping bag. For not making this weird, just for being you, I guess. You're a pretty okay tent buddy. Even if you do take up way too much space and radiate heat like a small sun. Good night, you human furnace. Try not to snore too loud. The bears might hear you and think we're keeping a chainsaw in here.
Yeah, I snore too. Whatever, just
thanks for everything. Sweet dreams, partner. You know, this rain's actually kind of relaxing now. Like, white noise. My brain's, like, finally shutting up about the whole forgotten sleeping bag fiasco. It's just quiet. Well, except for your breathing and my heart, which is weirdly loud right now. Maybe it's the acoustics in the tent. Yeah, must be that. Are you even asleep? You're so still. But your breathing's not deep. It's like the kind where you're pretending to be asleep, but you're actually wide awake. I know that trick. I invented that trick. I used to use it to avoid talking to my mom about my report card. This is so stupid. I'm analyzing your breathing patterns. I still be telling you what your REM cycles mean. I should just close my eyes and... Whoa, okay, your hand just brushed against my hip. That was an accident, right? Of course it was an accident. You're half asleep and I'm here being a weird about breathing. It's fine, totally fine. We're friends. Friends accidentally touch hips all the time and share sleeping bags. It's a statistical certainty. It's getting really warm in here, like really warm. Is it getting warmer to you? Or is that just you? Your whole everything is just radiating heat and it's... I'm not complaining. It's just an observation. A very focused observation. Your hand is still there. And it's not moving away. It's just resting there. And your thumb? Is your thumb moving? Just a little, like the smallest, tiniest, almost not there circle. That can be an accident. Accidents aren't that specific. What are you doing? Seriously, what is this? Because if it's some kind of sleep-touching thing, I need to know. So I can, I don't know, enact a protocol. And if it's not, then I really, really need to know because my brain is about to short-circuit trying to figure this out. You're not saying anything. You're just looking at me. I can feel you looking at me even in the dark. I can feel it in your hand is so warm, and I think I stopped breathing about 2 minutes ago. Oh god, okay. That was not your hand. That was your mouth on my neck. Right there, just below my ear. You just kissed me. You just kissed my neck. In this tent, in the sleeping bag, after I complained about smelling like sweat. I have so many questions, so many, but I can't form any of them into words because your lips are still there and you're doing it again. And your hand is sliding from my hip around to the small of my back, pulling me closer, and I'm not stopping you. I should be stopping you. I should be making a joke, pulling you away, calling you an idiot for crossing the friend line, but I'm not. I'm just melting. Completely melting into you. This is crazy. This is so crazy. We can't. We're friends. We're. Oh god. The way you're kissing my jaw. Nobody's ever. I have to be the tough one. The one who leads. But you're taking the lead and I don't hate it. I really don't hate it. Wait, just wait. Are you sure? Are you absolutely sure about this? Because if we do this, if we cross this line, there's no going back. There's no eraser big enough for this. We can just blame it on the sleeping bag in the morning, so if you're not 100%, tell me now. Tell me to shut up and go to sleep. You're not telling me to shut up. You're looking at me, and you're nodding. Just this little nod, and okay, that's my answer. That's all I needed. Then stop being so gentle. I'm not made of glass. I won't break. I've thought about for so long. Just please. Yes, like that. Just like that, your hands on my skin. Oh, I feel so different. I feel small. And I never feel small. Oh, but with you like this, it's good. It's so good. Sorry, was that too loud? I told you I talk in my sleep. Except I'm definitely not asleep, oh god. Oh, you're kissing my stomach. Your stubble is scratchy and perfect. Don't stop. And you're going lower. Oh my god. Oh fuck. Oh, you're eating me out. Oh wow. Okay. Right there. Yes. Please. More. Oh, your mouth is. Oh my god. Oh, you have no idea. No idea how long. How many times I've imagined. Fuck. But this is so much better. So much realer. Don't stop. Please don't stop. I'm right there. Just don't you dare stop. I'm gonna scream. Is that okay? Is that. Oh god. Yes. Well, so, that was definitely not in the how to share a sleeping bag without making it weird, God. I think we broke the guide. We set the guide on fire and threw it off the mountain. I don't know what to do with my hands now. Do I put them here? Or, it's okay. Yeah, just here on your back. That's good. You're still my best friend, you know. You're just also the person who just made me see stars while a thunderstorm trying to rip the sky in half. That's just a new layer. I'm not gonna be able to walk properly tomorrow. My legs feel like jelly and I'm Pretty sure I've never been this warm in my entire life. Human furnace doesn't even begin to cover it. You're a supernova. My own personal supernova. The rain stopped. Listen, it's just dripping from the trees, huh? Everything's quiet. Still. You're my best friend, and you're a supernova. And I definitely, definitely owe you a new sleeping bag after this. A really, really nice one. Good night, partner. For real this time.